5. On the bus going home from Jolly's, I'm preparing my attitude for my mom, the way Jolly looked at me. You have to ask your mom? Like she got rid of hers a long time ago, like you'd put away a sweater. But also she looked like it was a dangerous word, like she was blaming it. My mom is big, a big mom. I'm riding the bus home, practicing saying to her I want to do this babysitting job. I'd be sitting on the stool she keeps in the kitchen for conversation. We have 3 conversations most days. 1 in the morning, before she goes to work and before I go to school. 1 while dinner is getting made. 1 while we eat dinner. This is sometimes a continued conversation. Then it's homework time and no interruptions, and my mom does her tenant council work. She's the captain of the whole thing. She makes her phone calls to the committees, she staples the flyers together for the meetings, she writes her letters to the mayor, and still after all this time she believes she'll get a personal answer. She checks up on the watchdog committee,